We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Trying to have a good Friday night. You know, I went to happy hour early. Hawkers in Delray Beach, by the way. Y'all check that out. Great happy hour. Good Japanese street food. The wings are amazing. I had like fucking 18 Moscow mules. I barely watched the game because I knew I was going to come home to Trae Young lighting these motherfuckers up at home in Atlanta. And we were going to dance on the grave, the pitiful grave of the process and the Philadelphia 76ers. I was going to try to call George Sedano live on air. I had Ryan Cortez set up to come in and deliver a culture rant to end all culture rants. We were going to be lit. And then these motherfuckers go and lose the game, ruining my plans, ruining my night almost. But we're not going to let that shit ruin our night. Moose, hit me one time. It's Drip Drop Friday. We're going to get fucked up. I'm already a little bit fucked up. Happy hour was kind of lit. We're going to get fucked up. We're going to have a good time. The hate watch rolls on. You know what the two best words in sports are?
Drip drop. That's right, people. You gotta hit them one time because it's time to drink, y'all.
So yeah, the two second best words are.
You weren't setting me up because I thought
that was no, but yeah, you dove in there and you got me. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, listen. Everything I've had tonight was based on the Atlanta winning. They fucked me up. But listen, we hate watch. That's the next two best words in sports. And then game seven, hate watch game sevens. Oh my God. Listen,
we
are going to be able to watch Atlanta go into Philadelphia and rip the souls out of those sorry motherfuckers in Philly. I mean, rip the cheesesteaks out of their fucking coagulated arteries. Like, we are going to watch them burn down Wawa's.
And they're going to be going, Wawa!
There it is, right there. This is going to be glorious. We're going to watch the Nets knock out Milwaukee. I mean, the hate watch is going to be... That what I will say is, man, I don't know who to fucking hate if Milwaukee goes up against the 76ers. I don't know.
Oh, you gotta hate Philly still.
It's
a no-brainer.
It's easy.
But then that Greek geek, man, I can't get over that Thanasis motherfucker.
I like that. Oh. He ain't winning a title.
Thanasis.
Can I do that?
It sounds like it. Thanasis. We'll work on it. We got time.
Yeah, we'll workshop that. But yeah, man, there's going to be some epic game sevens coming up. We are going to be here to break them down for you. Not really break them down. We're just going to be here to make fun of them for you. But listen, it's Drip Drop Friday. Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking. Moose, I know you probably got that monkey booty on deck.
Come on. Drip drop night. You know, I got the monkey shoulder right here mixed with some ginger ale. But you know what? I feel like tonight, since it's a drip drop night, and especially since Trey Young was doing his thing but couldn't close it out, I'm going to drink the night away and trying to, you know, enjoy the night. So I'm going to hit you one more time with a drip drop.
Go ahead, Moose.
That's Moose, take one more for me. One more for me. Hit it.
Let's do it.
Moose is hitting them drip drops.
It's going to be one of those nights.
This, early. It's
gonna be I'm driving.
Movies at the Moose later.
Movies at the Moose. Make sure you check it out at a Beatstream podcast.
Listen.
Drip drop. I did it backwards.
Moose coming through like Ben Simmons' personal fouls tonight, just one after another. Tiffany Meeks, what are you drinking tonight?
Yes,
my
sir.
Right hand.
I got about that much Tito's and about that much water, and my bed is waiting that way.
Tiffany got a hard 30-minute out. Brass, what you got on a on a Friday night? I know you got something for me.
I mean, I made just one of my favorites, Mai Tai. I mean, I've made it a bunch of times on the show. It's good.
That just looks fruity and fucking festive. And you got the pink fucking jersey. You're having a good time over there.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Herder Miami jersey.
There you go. I like that.
That motherfucker was hurting my eyes when he went to take a fucking shot. And then he decides to take one from the logo. But anyway.
Herder was going off on Juneteenth, man. Look at that. An MLK jersey.
We ain't march for that shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, walk backwards for that one. Walk it back for that.
Take him out.
Take out both of you motherfuckers. Let's have a proper Juneteenth show. Siobhan,
hey.
What are you what are you drinking tonight? I'm sorry. I got the wrong brand on this motherfucker. There we go. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
Robert Mondavi over here, and we got some Jose for the drip and the drop.
All right. Brass, Moose, come back in.
Come play.
Let me tell you, you motherfuckers better tread lightly today.
Oh, come on, man.
Fucking sensitive times around this motherfucker.
Brass Steve is in office doing all right.
Oh my God.
Hey, can we talk about that though?
Like,
can we wait? Can we pour one out for Kimba?
Yes, please.
Can we? Because
I felt so bad for him, man. I legitimately love Kemba. Like, I knew this shit was gonna hit the fan. What, bro? Kemba back in college, man. He was fun as hell to watch.
So was I back.
That was
in
long,
college.
Long time ago. Yeah. That was long, long time.
Okay, but I still like him for that. He's not in Boston anymore. Let go of the hat.
I like Charlotte Kemba. Like,
I don't hate Kemba. I just hate his hair.
I don't hate Kemba, but I
hate his knees. I hate his knees.
I'm ambivalent towards that motherfucker. I just, you know.
Fair.
Making all kinds of fucking theatrics. Like, bro, calm your
for
ass.
For a layup.
Down.
For a layup.
Yeah, like you are about to pull a neck muscle out this motherfucker. Be out 6 to 8 weeks. Calm the fuck down, Kemba. I'm ambivalent towards Kemba. Fuck Kemba.
He's out there acting like Kevin Hart during the fucking All-Star Celebrity game. He's acting like all like excited and just, short as shit.
Let me tell you something. I could have shut that from the logo. Wait, what? I hit you one time. What a jerk job.
But one of them is still relevant.
Yeah.
Which one? Because I saw that
Kevin Hart.
I saw that Fatherhood on Netflix. And woof. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that motherfucker.
I haven't seen that.
That was
take this check.
That was a movie version of a trade to OKC. All right, they attached a first round pick to that fucking production. Okay.
What are we talking about? What movie?
Kevin Hart has a new movie on Netflix, and it's refried ass.
Oh, fuck him. This movie is terrible.
So he's reached the Kemba Walker phase of his career. So, okay, so let's start there. I wanted your guys' take on this whole Kemba Walker trade, because I feel like the NBA Twitter intelligentsia, whatever you want to fucking call them, are trying to convince me that this was a smart move to attach a first round pick to get off of Kemba's contract. Like, I don't see when, if you ever have to attach a first round pick to a bad contract, to me, that's not a good trade. It's not a good move. Like, it's desperation and you look real fucking sorry. Moose.
Right.
No, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. I think having to attach a first round pick, especially with a guy like Kemba, like Alf, I know you're talking shit, but I still think he's a productive player. Yes, his knees suck and his contract is terrible. But guess what, Boston? That's what you signed him to, and that's what you were going to need to sign him to get him. So now that you're fucking calling out that you fucked up on that one and trading him away, you're wilding. That movie wasn't bad. Yeah, thank you. Wait, which one are you talking about? No. I'm fucked up, y'all. Brass, take me out.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Tiff, I have people trying to tell me that, oh, and they got a good player in Al Horford back. Like, bro, like people were giving people, they gave OKC a first round pick to take Al Horford's ass. Now they got it. Like, what are we doing here?
But not only that, but you still gave away your starting point guard.
Here's the thing.
Your two star players are ISO players. They make no one better. So I don't even understand what the rebuild is. And man, they must have like went into couch cushions and pulled out Al Horford, because his ass has just been sitting comfy talking about, oh, OKC was good to me. Yeah, they paid you to stay home. Fat bastard. Like, what is happening?
And my thing is, like, you come up off this trade losing a first round pick. Like, Wes Goldberg, who I have so much respect for, he used to do Locked On Heat with David Ramil. Like, the guy, he's a smart guy, and he's sitting there trying to explain to me that Boston got a good player back in Al Horford, who teams were telling you to stay home, and teams were giving you a first round pick to take a year ago. Now you're giving a first round pick to get this motherfucker back, and Moses Malone or Moses Brown or Moses Johnson, whatever this Jesus fucking Clifford, whatever his nigga's name
is. Jesus Clifford.
You getting this dude back, and like people are trying to tell me it was a good move by Boston. Listen, Siobhan, I don't see it. I don't see how, like, if it is you're accepting defeat, but like Wes literally said a first round pick that they didn't need. If you don't get the fuck out of my face with a first round pick, Boston don't need talent.
Who has never not needed a first round pick? Right. Like, what sense does that make?
And in today's NBA,
you know, in today's economy, like, what, he's hustling backwards. Like, that had to be the most spiteful move I feel like I've ever seen. Like, there have been, I guess, talks or rumors or whatever of Brad and Kemba not getting along. And as soon as Brad got the chance, that guy was out of here. Like, that just felt incredibly spiteful. Next day.
Yes.
Like,
he
last week. That was the first thing Brad got to work on. That's crazy.
We didn't even know he could be traded today.
None of this was happening.
I bet Kimba didn't know either.
I bet he did.
He was chilling. That was good.
He's up there hustling backwards. You want to talk about why Boston likes Al Horford over Kemba Walker? We can get into that on LSO. But I feel like, I don't know, I just felt like it was super spiteful. I just felt like it was really spiteful. And like Brad got him out of there because he wanted him out of there. But it was dumb. Not even.
But they blame. You know, they put a lot of blame on Kemba for them losing that series,
which was bullshit. I mean, Kemba.
But you already knew he was hurt.
You knew he was hurt. He'd been hurt the whole season. You signed him hurt. To your point, Max Moose, to that contract.
Max Mayfield here. What's up?
Sorry, but yeah, like you said, it was just dumb. He hustled backwards.
I don't know. I was hoping that after Brad Stevens was done with coaching, that they were going to stop praising everything he does. But no.
Here they go.
Until he has nothing to do with this league anymore, everything he does in the front office now is still going to go up in the giant refrigerator in the fucking NBA office.
That's a great league.
I'm so proud of Brad. He's going to be the best.
We're running out of room up here.
Oh, did you make a trade, Brad? Look at you.
Al Horford, consummate professional job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You made a phone call?
Incredible locker room guy.
Here's the last thing I want to say on this trade. For all the Heat fans and for all the people out there who call Pat Riley wash, all right, and Andy Ellsberg, the Heat front office. We talk shit about the Heat front office on here all the time. Like, we didn't like this last offseason, but I will say this. These motherfuckers did not need a first-round pick to get off of Deion Waiters, James Johnson, Justice Winslow, Josh Tyler Richardson, Johnson. Hassan exactly. Whiteside, Tyler Johnson. They didn't Tyler need Johnson. To take a first-round. You had to use a first-round pick to give up a starting NBA point guard. The Heat got Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill, and Andre Iguodala. And all they gave up was D.R. Waiters, James Johnson, and Justice Winslow. So when we talk about the Heat front office is washed, Pat is washed. When we want to big up Brad Stevens for getting rid of a starting caliber NBA point guard and having to give up a first round pick to do it, fuck that.
Right.
And last thing, I just saw Carla Tiana. Yeah. Siobhan, you want to talk about Brandon Ingram to the Heat a little bit? I know that's your boot.
I love him.
Speaking into existence, Siobhan.
I love him. I've been trying to speak it since his sophomore year when niggas were giving him shit because he was this big. I'm like, I don't like give him time. That's a dude that KD tapped and said it was him. I said it when Dwayne retired. That's hilarious, Schmeathan. Is Kimba's don't tread on me jacket part of the trade? That's really funny.
I'm shocked he didn't get an extension.
Yeah, after that.
Right.
You know?
He became a Celtic lifer with that jacket.
Brad felt like he was playing. No, I just
well, he was pissed at Brad Solo's jacket for sure.
Yeah.
No, I just said when Dwayne retired, I just said that Brandon was gonna be my favorite player. He is. I love him. I mean, I think he would do great things for us. That's it.
I want to get to Sixer slander, but I also want to, man, like if the all season results in something like a Kyle Lowry and a Brandon Ingram, or Alonzo Ball and a Brandon Ingram, like, man, I feel like
did you hear Brogdon being thrown around too?
Brogdon and a Brandon Ingram, like if that's the kind of moves you're making this summer, and you're gonna lose Duncan in that case.
Right.
Let's just all understand that shit straight up.
Yeah.
Man, that's the kind of offseason out. Like, instead of the fucking Mo Harkless and Avery Bradley, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a huge come up. But we'll wait and see. Like, we are not the hope trafficking podcast. Or the, you know, let Gianni do that and let, you know, Five Reasons do that. We ain't doing that shit over here. We deal in reality and shit that's already happened. Like, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up Heat fans' ass. Like, listen, we were supposed to have Giannis, Bradley Beal, Michael Jordan's ghost, and fucking and half of Allen Iverson by now. So, listen, I get Ashley Nicole Moss on this motherfucker to tell y'all, you know, who the Heat are signing next. Anyway, we don't do that over here.
That's when we get canceled.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to hear Tiff go off on that shit.
I'll take notes on that shit. I'm coming prepared.
Okay, so since the Heat season ended, one thing we've gone away from, mostly because it takes a lot of work and nobody really wants to pay attention to these games that much, we've gone away from Bonds Breakdown. We have a Bonds Breakdown tonight. I know y'all love this segment. All right, so we're bringing it back. So go ahead, Brass. Let's hit him with a Bonds Breakdown.
Hit him. Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
I'm sorry, Neff. We'll get to it.
Oh, it's coming.
We'll get to it.
It's right now.
Don't you worry.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. All right. Stagger. Gray screen. Boom. Pause it. Run it back. Start it from the jump. Good spacing. I just like the way it ended. And it ended the way it was supposed to end because they're spaced out well. Had Kevin been deeper in the corner and had whoever else on the other side been deeper in the corner, that's an easier, you know, like, help angle for the two of them.
Oh,
and
then he got my face. Right.
He got my face.
Right here.
He got whiplash. Oh, my neck. Alf, my neck and my back. My neck.
Motherfucker need a backyotomy after this shit. Listen. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh my god.
Look at
this. What you say backstage, Tiff? The cameraman don't even care.
He don't even care.
Motherfucker, get up.
Jesus. Look at him shaking his head. Shaking his head. I got somewhere to be after this.
Man, I'm so sick of this shit.
Ben's
like, don't put this on me. Don't put this on me. Come on. I don't want to be the savior tonight. I can't do that.
If this old big sloppy motherfucker don't get up all the time. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh my goodness. Give it to me on his head one more time.
Oh yeah, there we go.
But notice the Trey hop. You got to notice the Trey hop. Watch Trey. This is the best part. Ha!
Look at his face. Look at Trey's face.
Bro,
that was a good one.
Bro, y'all think that even Embiid's teammates ain't even really that concerned about him?
Hey,
nope.
They're like, if you don't get your sloppy ass up off the floor again,
because most players when their teammate get hurt, they do the kneel down beside them.
They're like, oh man, you okay? They're all like, man,
they sprint over being a good teammate, trying to help them. Yes. Up, you know what I'm saying? None of that.
They ain't even go over there. They like, fuck it.
They're like, because they knew the cameras was on. They had to go.
They're like, Joel's on the floor again. Oh, yeah. Big fucking surprise. This motherfucker spent more time on the floor than a fucking rug. Like,
fucking hardwood. Like, God damn.
Honestly, you know how healthy he would be if he didn't intentionally fall all the fucking time?
Man. They were saying something like that during the game. They were like, oh, this is like the fifth time he's gone down tonight.
We're only 2.5 minutes into the game.
Eric Reed is probably best of 18th time Joel's falling on the floor tonight. 80
seconds.
It's a falling I can't get up situation, Eric.
I mean, honestly, this is a crusty ass reference, but it's like when Chevy Chase used to fall on SNL and like Gerald Ford, and like he did pratfall so much, he ended up like permanently like hurting himself. He's like hurt forever because of all those fucking falls. And that's Joel. So if he gets hurt, fuck him. It's all his fault.
But it's fucking sad, man. It's like, do you guys ever remember Shaq, Patrick, like getting dunked on and fucking holding their face on the floor on their back? I mean, bro, like, fucking Patrick Ewing got dunked on by Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen rubbed his nuts across Patrick Ewing's forehead. And Patrick Ewing was just like, get the fuck off me. This Joel, like,
oh no, my nose. Did you guys see bleeding? Can you look? No, I feel it bleeding. Like, no, is it? Get the fuck up.
Big ass.
This big, just sloppy. Oh, grande por gusto.
That's why they got to keep wiping the floor. That's why they keep wiping the floor. You notice that? Those kids have to keep running out there with the mops.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody's calling in.
Yep, someone's pissed.
Somebody's calling.
Who's on the line?
All right. Yes, I can hear you through my headphones. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bluetooth them in.
Siobhan,
here he is. All right. Yeah, we're gonna put him in.
What the fuck? God.
This motherfucker. Brass, you should have put him on hold.
Glad to see you off the ground.
You more than fuck ass. You think that shit is so funny? That motherfucker broke my fist.
Can I laugh at this? I don't.
No, you can't laugh at this shit.
Oh, shit.
He's not fucking funny. He broke my face.
Happy Juneteenth, Joel.
Fuck that shit.
You all right though? Are you hurt? Are you all right?
I am not free from injury, so fuck that shit. Whose fault is what? Injuries? No, it's not my fucking fault. That motherfucker, when he went up, he was so fucking violent with that shit. Like, just dunk and go, you know, act like a normal fucking person. He fucking attacked me violently. Fucking. And then you guys make the fucking jokes with the fucking, the breakdowns and the fucking bullshit. That's not fucking funny. Well,
what do you think about John Collins, though, as a player?
Fuck him. He jumps way too fucking high. That's not fucking right. Like,
you're taller than him, though. You could, like, stop him from getting that high off the ground sometimes.
No. Have you seen how high I jump? I have a 4-inch vertical. Get the fuck out of here. The higher I jump, the further the floor is, and then you know I'm going to fall.
Joel, I would love to know more about you as a, you know, just a person. Like, just what is your favorite season? You got winter, spring, summer.
Goodbye. You want me to say fall, don't you, motherfucker? That shit ain't fucking funny. I know what the fuck you're saying, but yes, it is fall or autumn. I like when the leaves change the color. I just wanted to fucking come in here and tell you motherfuckers that shit ain't funny. That shit is not appropriate. Fuck that shit. It's a hard word for me to say. Fuck you. I hear you snickering in the fucking background. Fuck that shit. Hey, I'm ready for game 7, motherfuckers. And that motherfucker Ben Simmons.
Oh.
That son of a bitch.
Oh. How do you feel about him as a teammate?
That mother, he don't do nothing. He don't do shit. He's good for nothing. He don't do shit. Him and Toby. Both them motherfuckers.
Oh, shit. You know what? Actually, Ben is here.
Oh, good. He showed up for something. That sorry motherfucker.
So, yeah, we're going to bring
I got to go get ready for game 7.
All right.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right.
Hold on. Hi, Sheila. Sorry about that, mate. I was having some trouble here. I was just playing around trying to find my place here. But yeah, so I'm here, you know, with some dingoes and some babies, and I'm just waiting in line. See, like, I don't really give a shit about basketball. I don't know what happened to my voice there. But basically, all I care about is having some blooming onions and fucking Kendall Jenner. So, yeah, I heard Joel talking shit. And, you know, I don't really mind that. Yeah, so,
Ben, all right. Ben, I got a question for you. This is Alphonse from Miami Heat Beat.
Yeah, no, I don't really care who you are, but yeah, sure, question.
Have you ever practiced free throw shooting? Like, is that something you do, or is it just like
practice? Practice? I don't have time for practice. I'm out here trying to, you know, skin a goat and kill some lizards and get inside of a kangaroo's pouch. But you know,
not a Kardashian.
Next question.
So, they're saying that you have missed more free throws this year in the playoffs than Steve Nash missed the entire playoffs of his career.
Wow, Steve Nash. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat.
It's not so easy, is it, Ben?
No, well, you know, the hardest part is that, you know, you make more misses than you make. So if you really think about it, you know, that's just what I tell all my fans and all my friends. So just think about that. Yeah, practicing is for bitches. The only thing I practice is, you know, getting laid and getting paid.
So how do you feel when, you know, as a point guard?
Oh, more questions. This is great.
Yeah, one more.
And how do you feel
as a point guard of a playoff team and you get taken out in crunch time?
Oof.
Like, you're supposed to be a superstar. Does that not, like, hurt your pride, your ego?
No. See, sitting on the bench, you get the best view. See, it's fine. I quite prefer it because, see, when you're in the game, you got to run around and shit, and it really tires you out.
It reminds you of Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm gonna go listen to some Beatles music. It's really all I got there. So, I say I'm gonna hit him one time with a drip drop. All right, I'm good. Bryce, take me out.
Holy shit!
That was I can't believe we got both of them.
I can't believe he had a hat on.
he changed so quickly out of his uniform because Joel was still in his jersey and shit. This motherfucker got to put a vest and a gator tooth necklace on. That was impressive.
And a snakeskin hat.
Beautiful voice, though. Beautiful voice.
Oh, my God. I mean, sounds like he could be the lead singer for the Beatles.
Oh, my fuck.
I mean,
what was the drip drop?
Oh, my God. How much shit would we have had if the fucking Sixers lost?
Oh, it would have been such a better show.
Brash just got pissed at the Sixers won and fucking bailed. Someone asked if Moose broke character. I don't get it.
That what means mean? Like just to break character. That means you laugh or like.
No, but I mean, what do you mean?
What character?
Right,
what you're talking about?
That was Ben Simmons. Moose is
the only thing I break our hearts. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Drip drop.
Brass is like, I hate you all.
Oh, I need a drip drop.
God. Ben has a great drip drop.
I am pissed. Oh, this really fucked up the night, man. We were gonna.
No, but Brass, imagine Tuesday we come back. So, guys, Hangover Time is Tuesdays and Fridays. Next Friday, I think it's 4th of July, so we ain't doing that shit.
Is it? Really?
Is it? I think it is. I looked this up.
Forward us a whole month?
I feel like at least a week or two.
No, is it?
Yeah, you went too far.
We got some time. Yeah, also, July 4th is on a Sunday, so right. Close.
We're in the team.
I was looking at the 1999 calendar. I do that a lot.
Oh, it's cheaper that way.
I'm buying new calendars. Expensive. I do that shit every fucking year.
Just turn the pages back. People are idiots. What the fuck? Like the fuck?
The Mayan calendar.
Oh shit.
Okay.
The sundial.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna ask the
read that. Schmeathan, that's hilarious.
Read it,
when the lights went out, I thought Migos was coming out.
That is good.
They should have. That would have actually
Quavo was right there.
That would have been worse.
Quavo was right there.
We're like trio
ice tray.
Joel.
Bert.
Get off the floor.
It gave me Beyonce Super Bowl vibes.
Yeah, I did think of that.
I tell you, I don't want to play a clip of it because I don't want to get to, you know, mess with the sound rights stuff like that. But like, they do the swag surf over there in Atlanta with some actual swag. I still don't care for it, but it's a hell of a lot less corny than what we do at the American Airlines.
Siobhan, what does a swag surf look like at American Airlines Arena?
Oh, no, you need Christian to do
fucking
it.
Fucking Christian.
Oh, Christian's
the best. Christian is the best.
Yeah, well, Christian like has like a convulsion or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think he's got
Christian goes like, to the games. Yeah. He sees it. That's what it looked like.
Okay, so I have a question for the chat because listen, this show has gone off the rails like it normally does after the 20-minute mark. Like we plan out like the first 20 minutes and then it just goes to shit. Would you guys rather go straight to Moose at the movies, or do you want to hear from Doc Rivers?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, you got Doc Rivers on the line?
Or do you just want me to hit the hard out button? Because
or do we just want to hit the hard out button?
Brass is like, what?
Let's go to bed.
Get that guy out of
I just
here.
Want to give him the option.
Yep. So Doc, I hear Doc. I see Moose, then Doc. So we have.
I'm seeing more Doc. It's okay.
Someone said Moose, then Doc. Oh shit, a lot of Doc.
Doc is pregnant.
He did look a little swole on the sideline.
We got Doc on the line. It's rude to keep Doc waiting.
All right, let's get Doc. I mean,
oh man, all right.
After, you know, did y'all see that graphic?
This is like, shit, man, I hung up on Doc. Give me a second here.
Did y'all see that graphic that, like, the most, like, 20-point or the biggest leads given up in the last two seasons? And it was, like, seven of eight of them motherfuckers were Doc. I was like, geez.
Doc is terrible.
And the rest were the Overrated Coaches Association.
Right, Budenholzer was on there. Stevens was on there.
Yes.
I mean, did we call it or did we call it?
Still got jobs.
Goddamn. I'm so tempted just to play the Overrated Coaches thing again.
Yeah, just do that.
Play it. Why not? Shit. Doc,
it's great.
But we got Doc in person.
So are we ready for Doc or no?
You want Doc tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, fuck. I think it's now.
Oh. Yeah, that's. Right? Takes a minute.
This is
gotta find the hole. Phrasing.
Phrasing.
Whoa.
Hey guys.
What's up, Doc?
Hey Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Thanks for
y'all won.
Yeah, we won. Despite everything I try to do, I have reservations at Sandals in Jamaica. This is bullshit. Supposed to be there on Sunday.
Why do you think you won?
Yeah, for 4th of July, yeah.
I won because fucking Ben Simmons kept getting in foul trouble.
So you had to take him off? That's
God, you had to take him off.
If you could just stay on the court, we'd lose. I can't get that deposit back.
Okay, well, you can push it back a few days, game seven, you know.
You don't understand. I need that deposit back. It's bullshit. I did not expect to make it this far. Sorry, John Kazan Brass. What's up?
I use
your whole government name.
Are you? Yeah, I know. Are you a little jealous at the moves that Boston was making? My first question: did you know you could make moves this early?
I had no fucking idea. I would have traded Ben Simmons last week.
Are you interested in trading Ben Simmons and a first round pick in the offseason?
Get that motherfucker out of here. He sucks. And then I put Maxey in. I thought he'd fuck up as a rookie, but shit. And now I lost my deposit.
Maxey's actually the reason you've been winning.
Joel, get off the fucking floor. You're a center, Jesus. I played with Patrick Ewing. You're embarrassing the shit out of me. Fucking soft motherfucker.
Were you told when you came
Kevin
in?
Kevin Garnett that- would never.
Why did you take the job then? Like, you knew what you were walking into. You knew
right.
I watched these sorry motherfuckers for years, and I thought I could have a vacation by June easy. Fuck.
Did you expect going into coaching this team that the process, the blueprint of the process was going to be saved by the younger brother of Steph Curry?
I signed him because he's a shitty Curry. And he's out here making fucking shots.
He's also your son-in-law.
Yeah.
What?
What?
You didn't know? Yeah.
He's doing what?
He's married to your daughter.
Adrat.
Oh, that's gross. That's fucking gross.
He's making shots all over the place.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. Fucking, I need to get Austin back.
Where is Austin? What's he doing?
I don't fucking know. Fucking embarrassment by Joelle.
You should have had your daughter marry Ben Simmons.
Fucking Mike. Is it fucking another Michael Carter Williams? Fucking, they're all over the fucking place. Anyway, gotta go. I'm gonna see if I can get my fucking deposit back.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Doc.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Hope thanks, you lose guys.
The next
game.
Fucking yep. A.
Wow. Handles. Who knew?
He's feisty. He's yeah. feisty. Angry. He's feisty.
So angry.
So angry.
Take that shit out on customer service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 That guy's had a great fucking week.
I mean, what's up with his voice? Jesus Christ.
He needs some Vaseline on those vocal cords.
That must hurt the fucking dude, and it fucking hurts the fucking dude.
Now, what does Doc sound like in the off season? Like once he has a couple months off, and he sounds like that because like Tibbs is hilarious because Tibbs sounds all like scratchy and stuff. But then in the off season, he sounds like you know he's got kind of a low voice. Sounds like sounds fine.
Never heard his regular voice.
Yeah,
I need. He's like, wait, just can't get a beer. I mean, it's fucking August. That's his voice forever. sorry, guys. All right.
You didn't know that Seth was his son-in-law?
I
didn't know that.
I think Doc didn't know that. I knew that.
No, I think Doc just found out.
He did just find out. My bad. You're right. Yeah. That's crazy.
Wasn't she fucking Paul George? Anyway.
Yes, and that's why they had beef. That's why they had the little kerfuffle that one time.
Who, Austin Rivers? Wait.
No.
No, I'm so confused. Seth and Paul George.
Austin Rivers is Seth Curry's son.
Austin
Moose.
Rivers.
Let's do Moose at the movie.
Yes.
This is a great segue. Yes. Thank you. I love it. Yes. You set me up perfectly. Fuck.
Yes.
One man, two desires. Drip, drop, and cinema. It's Moose at the movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
I mean, what you doing to me, huh? Come on.
That was perfect.
No, it was great. It's actually, it's perfect for what we're going to do tonight. So now, folks, tonight, Moose at the Movies, powered by StreamBeat Podcast, is taking a break from the scripted TV shows and lighthearted films. See, instead,
right.
We're going to shine a light on real life and focus on the game off the court. Okay? You see, behind every incredibly successful man is a strong, intelligent woman that understands exactly how to navigate their way through the ups and downs of life with style and grace. Thankfully, we're not focusing on any of those women tonight because Moose at the Movies loves drama. Instead, we're going to focus on the lives of six women with those huge floppy designer hats, oversized diamond earrings, Italian stiletto heels, and an obsession for using their hands to talk back like this. Oh, I mentioned that they all just happen to be spouses of some C-level NBA ball players.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh.
This week, Moose at the Movies is taking a deeper dive into VH1's gripping reality show, Basketball Wives.
Okay, well, it was nice knowing everyone. This is when we get canceled.
While many people have this view that the wives of professional athletes are simply entitled and lazy, these women are here to prove that those stereotypes are not all that far off. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt and shit, but this is just, I'm just calling it like I see it. Now, I will give them credit. At least they were smart enough to hire a camera crew and make some money off it. Because whatever the fuck they're doing, it's the most entertaining hour I've ever sat through. Good lord. Okay, so in this episode that I want to focus on tonight, our ladies are on a girls' trip to Amsterdam. Because when you think of hot girl summer, where else do you go but the red light district? So, honestly, I picked this episode just because it had the feel of a classic rivalry game. See, all season long, tension has been building amongst the glam squad. And in this episode, it all goes down. See, the show has two franchise players in Shawnee O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal's wife, and Evelyn Lozada. Antoine Tippy Toe Walker, Chad Johnson, and Carl Crawford's former lover, according to her wiki page. I'm just trying to clarify, I'm not hating, do you, boo-boo, as long as you ain't doing me, do you, that's fine. See, one of the ladies has been stirring up drama. and wasn't invited on this trip planned by Shawnee O'Neal as the obvious star player in this show. Until Evelyn, the young, freshly Botox star trying to make a name for herself, told Jen, the outcast, to come along and put her on the red-eye flight to surprise the ladies and mend the fences over
Brooke. Cardellina, oh, bitch.
Yep. Needless to say,
messy.
This surprise doesn't go well. It actually goes fucking great. And just like the producers planned, the claws finally come out. I mean, call Jada Pinkett Smith because everything is about to be laid out on this little red table. See, just as Evelyn is about to go to bat for Jen to help bring her back into the group, she finds out that Jen was also throwing shade on her and her family. Plot twist. See, Malaysia, the former wife of NBA superstar Gennaro Pargo. Go ahead and Google him. I'll wait. I had to also. The only thing I remembered about the guy was that he was always my salary filler in NBA Live when I needed to make a multi-team trade. Big scrub. Anyways, our not-so-little Janelle Monáe in her long-ass Gucci t-shirt pulls Evelyn aside and says, "Are you sure you can trust this bitch? Because she's been talking shit about your daughter." She called her, and pardon my French here, she called her a build-a-whore. Rebound Bosch, back out to Allen, three-pointer, bang! Because that deserves a Mike Green phone call right there. Evelyn goes back to the table demanding the truth from Jen. She denies it all, and it clanks off the backboard like a Ben Simmons free throw. Everybody calls her bluff, and then Malaysia goes all Ron Artest enforcer on her ass, picking up the table and throwing it like some knockoff clutch purse. These women are going at it on the streets of Amsterdam. And white people around them are cracking up. But I also gotta give Jen just a little bit of credit because she swatted away that table like it was a fly circling her food. It was kind of cool. So now Malaysia's coming back from, counting back from 10, trying to calm herself down, something she clearly learned in anger management. At this point, Evelyn takes off her hoop earrings, so you know it's about to go down, all right? But Shawnee O'Neal steps in and reclaims her throne as the MVP of this group. She basically settles it all, and needless to say, they trade Jen for a player to be named later, and the girls go back to the room and unwind to process the day, just like we all do, by smoking two fat joints. Literally. Shawnee just takes two fatties out of her back pocket and is like, "We're gonna forget all this shit right now." The funniest part was watching the girl smoke, because the OG of the group, I think she used to fuck like PJ Brown or Ronnie Turiaf or some shit like that, she was talking trash like, "Hit that shit like you mean it, bitch." But then she takes one tiny hit and she started coughing and she was like, "Oh my God, Jesus, my lungs are tender. I can't do this no more. I can't. I was like, "Yeah, I remember my first two. I remember my first joint too. Damn it, that was a good one." Next, all right, in Basketball Wives, we'll finally get a glimpse into the secret and unique lives of the women behind these NBA megastars. And we'll realize that it's not just the players they're married to, but it's also the game. Or in this case, divorce from the game. Either way, I'm here for all the drama and all the smoke, literally and figuratively. I give this 420 drip drops, if you know what I mean. Brass, take me out.
The views of Alex Musabai do not reflect the views of Miami Heat being the name over time. They are his own, and we do not condone the messy shit he was out here talking about.